Now, exactly 1 month after the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, students at thousands of schools across the country staged walkouts to demand action to improve school safety. The national website coordinating and tracking actions around the country lists more than 60 schools in Wisconsin with registered walkouts today. WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach has been covering the student walkout story. Chuck, good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
And Chuck, where were you covering today's walkout?
Well, this morning I was at Rufus King High School on Milwaukee's north side, a school known for its brains and also its social activism. And about 1,500 students, nearly the whole student body, went outside for a walk around the athletic field for 17 minutes in honor or remembering the victims of the Florida shooting.
After the silent march, a lot of the Rufus King students gathered in the middle of the school's football field, I understand, for short poems, personal stories, and some chants. Here's a listen.
Not one more!
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 And Chuck, you were there gathering that audio, among other things. Can you talk about the tone of the, was it more of a protest, a memorial, or a little of both?
Well, a little of both. As certainly during the 17-minute walk around the athletic field track, it was very quiet, very silent, except for at one-minute intervals, someone in the PA booth read names of the 17 fatal shooting victims from Florida. So once a minute, basically, you'd hear a name read. But until that was completed, things were very quiet, and then the students gathered for, as I say, a very emotional series of chants and spoken word poems, if you will, or other presentations, spoken word. And some students stepped forward with personal stories of loved ones lost to local gun violence.
I want to give a listen to one of those now. Morgan Coleman, senior class vice president at Rufus King High School, helped organize the school's walkout. Here's a listen.
This is important because personally I've lost a friend to gun violence in 2015. This school has lost students to gun violence, and this world has lost students to gun violence, and that's the only thing that matters. At the point where we are constantly losing people for things that are so trivial and things that don't matter because of a firearm.
And Chuck, was that a common message you heard from students, not only about the mass shootings, but about the other kinds of shootings, the smaller ones that affect a lot of people's lives in places like Milwaukee?
Right. Well, I mean, these kids at Rufus King, a lot are from that neighborhood. Some come in from other parts of the city. It's a highly regarded school, but in that neighborhood or not far from it, as part of the 600 or so shootings per year, people just wounded. In the Milwaukee, city of Milwaukee per year, roughly 600, and then another 100 or so, or maybe 120 are shot to death. So this event at Rufus King took part not far from some of the center of violence in Milwaukee.
Talking to WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach, he covered some of the state's activity in this day of walkouts around the country in protest of school shootings, calling for school safety, in many cases calling for gun control. Chuck, you also talked to Milwaukee Public School System Superintendent Darian Driver. Here's a listen to what she had to say.
This is what keeps us up at night. You know, you've got one promise you want to be able to give your families, that their children are going to come home safely every day, smarter, brighter, ready to take on the world. And when you have this kind of a threat, it jeopardizes that.
And Chuck, we heard stories from some school districts around the state and elsewhere where the administration wasn't necessarily on board with students going out to protest. What was the attitude in Milwaukee public schools?
Yeah, much different. As Superintendent Driver made it clear within the last few days that only schools with 6 through 12 grades were allowed to have the out-of-school walkout. She didn't want very young kids going outside. But it seemed that several dozen MPS schools took her advice or took her permission and walked out. Bayview had something as well. Certainly, though, Rufus King had one of the largest walkouts. And it seemed to be in her line of thinking that additional gun control is needed. She's part of Superintendent Driver is part of a national group of big city educators behind efforts to ban assault weapons, to not allow more teachers to carry guns, and to get more mental health counseling and more money for mental health support for students into the schools.
There have been, as we mentioned, walkouts in other parts of the state. There's one in Madison at the Capitol, and I've just been following our other reporters covering that. It looks like largely students, but also some community members and others. Was this at Rufus King, was this pretty much all students, or did other members of the community participate?
Well, there were actually a few members of the community that came over, including one graduate of Rufus King in 1970, who talked about efforts then to end the Vietnam War and other social protests. And he said he was very proud of today's students. Today's students at Rufus King were very articulate, very focused, very passionate, brought tears to the eyes of Superintendent Driver as she was addressing the media. So it was very moving.
In listening and talking to the students there, Chuck, did you get the sense that this was a one-off on this national day of walkouts, or did students talk about efforts going on into the future?
Well, I believe the Rufus King students and others in Milwaukee are part of a March for Our Lives event on March 24th. There's going to be a big march in Washington, D.C., but I believe there's some local marches as well. Stay tuned for details on some of that. I hope we'll preview some of that, but you know, it's also going to depend on what happens in Congress and at the state legislature, perhaps. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Republican of Janesville, put out a press release this afternoon saying, listen, the House today passed the Stop School Violence Act, although critics say it only includes federal grants to improve school safety. It doesn't address universal background checks, is what many Democrats want. So as long as Congress continues to either maybe move partway or maybe all the way, there'll be some, or not at all, there'll be some, as it seems, some motivation for protests, especially it's an election year, of course.
Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's WPR reporter Chuck Quirnbach. He covered a student walkout today at Rufus King International High School in Milwaukee. That event was part of a nationwide effort by young people to push for action on school safety, in many cases on gun control. Other schools around Wisconsin saw walkouts today as well.